This is your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. The wake-up call is also brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news, on Newsstand Thursday. Now your host, Rick Moore.
And good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here with us on Sunday morning wake-up call. We will have our guest Lee Channing here in just a moment. Let me do Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, though. A thank you from Blue Ridge Mountain Sports, celebrating 40 years of your local and one-stop source for outdoor gear, apparel, and footwear. Fall apparel is now landing at Blue Ridge. You can get ready for the autumn air with lightweight fleece jackets from Patagonia and the North Face. Blue Ridge Mountain Sports is at Barracks Road in Charlottesville and at two locations in Richmond. For more information, it's BRMS.com. And a special thanks to those listening on Lexington's 95.3 and Harrisonburg's 95.1. Our guest Lee Channing here, we're setting up her microphone, getting all her headphones ready, because the phones usually start ringing pretty close. Lee Channing here today, taking in your calls. Will be she is an intuitive analyst. Some people use the term psychic, although Lee prefers intuitive analyst, specializing in colors. We get calls about medical issues, career. Lee, what else did we get that call about? Oh, relationships. Oh, I guess mine. Because mine usually suck. I can't remember that word.
We never get a relationship call, Rick.
No, we never get a relationship call. So write down the phone numbers, 979-0919. Toll free is 877-967-6762. That's 877-WNRN-ROCKS. And again, 979-0919. Lee, you know, we promote you as an intuitive analyst. We try not to use the word psychic because you feel it has, I guess, negative connotations that go with it. Why is that?
Well, I think sometimes people get the impression when you use the word psychic, I'm certainly not ashamed of the word psychic. Yes, I am psychic. But sometimes when you use that word, people assume that you're going to get predictions. You're really going to get some prediction about how to live your life. And, you know, that's not what I do. I truly analyze the intuitive energy around people. So intuitive analyst, intuitive consultant. I work with energy. So when someone calls in with a question, or if you ask me a question, which you do occasionally, you know, I'll tune into your energy and give a response from my intuitive self. And it's usually about reading the energy. And certainly, does it help you make decisions? Absolutely. But it's more of an energy read. It's more of an intuitive energy read as opposed to a very specific psychic input, as some people expect. But it actually is just a different connotation of the same word.
All right, and we have our first call.
Already?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
You don't need to be reading all my energies for the hour.
Oh, please.
We have Elizabeth. Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm depressed.
Do you have a question for Lee?
I was wondering if Lee could give me some insight into a recent friendship that I made. It's become confusing to me.
Okay, Elizabeth, that's enough. Certainly, I'm happy to tune into that. I think what's going on in your relationship area is when somebody asks me for my input, I look at their energy and see what energy centers are very active. And with you, you have a lot of energy in your second energy center, which is the energy center just below the navel. And it's the center of having to deal with a lot of issues. So you may find this time in your life, another year or so, a little challenging, but that can be so positive. It means that you are making changes, you're moving in the right direction, but it's also a time when fear may sneak into your energy. You'll find yourself sort of apprehensive about things, and it's the center of relationships, and many times relationships can take on too much power in your life. So it's not really a good time to begin a new relationship. It's a much better time for for you to let your relationships kind of be what they are, analyze them, see them for what they really are. If you have a relationship that is unhealthy, you want to move aside. You want to let unhealthy relationships go, because if you bring too many in, you don't have enough space. And right now, it's just not a good time. If this is a new, you said friendship, so if this is a new friendship / relationship, and that can be something that is just casual or aimed towards intimacy, doesn't matter. But right now, it's really a better time for you to sort of back off and stay in your own energy, spend a lot of good time, quiet time with yourself, and not invite in a lot of new relationships. I think you're kind of asking for trouble if you do that. Give it another few months or a year before you really try to create new friendships of any sort.
Very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Elizabeth.
All right, Elizabeth, best of luck. 11:08 on the wake-up call. Our guest today, Lee Channing, a local intuitive analyst. Lee, you've been on the program many times.
I realized this morning, we started this in 1999, Rick, so it's been a lot of years. And we're still going strong.
I'm trying to figure out how many relationships I might have been through in that time period.
I would could probably go back and count them, but I won't.
Oh, thank you. And let's jump on that for a minute. Is people are often worried, you know, well, when she walks into a room, is she, you know, reading my future? Or if I call in with one question, is she, you know, looking at me and answering another?
Okay.
Because not everybody wants to be read like that.
Absolutely. And actually had a wonderful conversation last week with a friend about that. And would I ever read anyone's energy without their permission? Absolutely not. I find that to be not just unprofessional, but invasive. I would never, as well as I know you, Rick, I would never walk in and go, oh, Rick, let me tell you something. I just don't feel like that's appropriate. I wait for someone to ask me a question. If you come to my office for a reading, if you make an appointment, I create an energy sheet, but that's with your permission. So absolutely not. I'm not working. If I walk into a room, I'm not on. I may go to a dinner or a party, so I'm never going to pick up someone's energy. Do I pick it up on a vague level? Of course. I can walk in a room and feel like it's comfortable in this room or it's not comfortable, but I would never. And if someone calls in one question, that one question is what I focus on. I don't try to over-evaluate the energy. I really focus on the one question. So, no, I never have. I think it is inappropriate and rather rude for anyone to walk up. I had somebody say, well, this psychic walked up and told me I was going to be a grandmother. You know, no, don't listen to another word after that, because that person has a little bit of ego involved. You really have to move your ego over. So, no, I would never do that. And it is certainly only going to answer the one question and if somebody calls in. So.
All right, our toll-free line is open, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Our guest today, Lee Channing, call in with your questions for her. Tim is on the local number. I guess Tim didn't want to wait for Lee and I to finish talking. Tim, call back, 979-0919, 877-WNRN-ROCKS. Lee, we all always talk about colors.
Yep.
That's your specialty. You've written a book on colors. Mm-hmm. And I can't find where I wrote down the title again.
Oh, it's Intuitive Color Awareness Guide. And it's a book that's meant to be just that, a guide where people, if you're really drawn to the color red or if you're really drawn to the color purple, you can look in the book and see what the emotional and physical and spiritual implications of that color may be. And also their visualizations for each color, their oils that you can use, your aromas with each oil and stones to gems that go with each oil. So and using color in your life, I've done this work for more than 30 years, but I've used color pretty extensively over the past 15 years. So I think it's a powerful tool because color does affect us energetically very strongly. So the color of our clothing, our sheets, our towels, the colors that you're drawn to tell you so much more than most people would imagine.
All right, 11:11 here on WNRN's Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call. Our guest today, Lee Channing. We try and have Lee on a couple times a year because she's so popular when guests, listeners want to call in. And we have another caller right now. We have Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. Your question for Lee.
My question is, I've been in a relationship for a year now, and we have basically been a blended family at this point, and lately the kids have been just acting just just out of sorts and it's been very difficult really weighing in on my relationship with my girlfriend. And just really at this point, I'm willing to look for any advice that's available.
Okay, Chris. Well, that's a good idea because when, you know, it's difficult enough to deal with your own energy issues, but when you are living in a family and a blended family, it can get extremely complicated because everybody's energy absolutely touches everybody else's energy, in the home. And it does make a difference how you do this. And families go through different phases. You know, each of us change, energy focus every 2 to 3 years. That's a normal process. If you've been working on one issue a couple years down the road, you're going to switch and work on something else. So when the, particularly with children, they tend to go through their energy patterns a little bit faster, a little bit more strongly. So when children get out of balance, and I'm, when I say children, I mean from 2 to 20. I mean, not small children, but any adolescent, any young energy that's living in the home, one begins to affect the other even more. So when you have one child who may be out of balance and upset about anything, it's going to begin to affect everybody. I think that's what happened in, that's what has happened in your case. I won't point the finger at a specific person because I'm not going into it in that depth, but I think that, you know, you need to start with each and every person in the house and non-judgmentally sit down. There's a lot of green energy in your house. Now that's the heart center. That's about emotions and it's about needing balance. What you're going to have to try to do is person by person, see what you can do to rebalance that energy because more than some families as well, this is, it's a very integrated energy pattern. It's like, you know, a braid of energy going through. So when one person is out of balance, it's really affecting the other. A good energy exercise for your family is to practice being individual though. Pull each person apart in your mind and if they'll share this, you can do that. And see what each person wants to do at certain times. Try to bring the individuality into the family. The blending right now is a little complicated. And I don't mean blending of families, but blending of energies. So try to find independent time for each energy in the house, that each person has something individual to do, so that the energy, if each person gets more balanced, the group is going to balance. There's not much right now for your particular family as a group to balance other than finding that individual balance. And I know that's a little complicated, but I think if you just sit down and spend time with each individual energy, you can do it on your own. Everybody doesn't have to do it, but then you can figure out ways where you can bring that individuality back in and help blend it so that everybody knows they can have their own moment.
All right, Lee, thank you very much. I hope that was helpful for Chris and the family. Chris, thank you so much. A reminder to those calling in, the phone is already ringing into one line and then moving on to the next. We'll take your call. You will probably be put on hold. We ask you to wait. We try and do this in a who, you know, first come, first serve manner. Let me take a moment and thank Dixon Disposal for their support of WNRN. Dixon Disposal, family operated for 40 years. Dixon works to promote green awareness. Dixon offers all-in-one can recycling so you won't have to spend time sorting or trying to figure out if items are recyclable. These recyclable items will not end up in the landfill. For more info on the all-in-one can recycling, it's DixonDisposal.com or call them 978-2111 or call us 979-0919-877-WNRN-ROCKS. Caller, hang on. Michelle, hang on with me for just a second. Lee, I always get asked this question, how do you do this by phone? It's one thing to see someone in front of you, and if someone has that ability to sense the aura, to see the colors or the energy outside of the person, but how do you do this by phone?
It was an interesting story behind that because in the beginning, in the 60s when I studied, I went to the University of Minnesota, studied parapsychology. I was in the Minnesota Society for Parapsychological Research, and I really started to hone these skills. We won't go into details, but I began to have very vivid clairvoyant episodes in my early 20s, and that sort of was the impetus for my work, and then it took a long time before I really felt in control to read someone's energy. But in the beginning, you would absolutely have to be in the room with me, and I would hold your ring or your watch or and do psychometry, which means I would really have to get a close connection. And then over the years, every 3 or 4 years, it seemed to evolve to a different level. Well, then I didn't have to hold your items, and then you could be in the next room. And then I realized that I could do it by just hearing your voice, and then the radio, and then I did it by fax, and then I do it by email. And now all I have to do is have an energy to tune into. So it's been an evolution of the process for me. So all someone has to do, someone says, well, you know, that really wasn't my name. It doesn't matter. I don't care what the name is. I tune into the energy. So I don't care. I can do it anyway now. So it's just part of what I'm supposed to do. So I don't see what the person looks like. That really doesn't matter. I just, when I'm asked a question, one time somebody I know very, very well called in a question, and I had no idea it was that person. I didn't tune into who the person was or what they look like. It was just that question, and I responded to that question. So I really wish I could explain it better, but I can't. So.
All right, we have a call from Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
Good morning, Rick and
Thank
Lee.
You. Thanks
Hi,
for holding
Michelle.
On. Your question.
It's kind of twofold. I've been staying with my mom to take care of her since she came out of the hospital, and she loves pink. Everybody gives her pink. She's kind of OD'd on pink, but I think she's too polite to tell anybody. I'd like to choose a secondary color to get some things for her. And what would you feel would be the best color for me? I love earth tones, but all colors. And I've been focusing on brown, and I probably need something a little more positive. So a suggestion there. And knock you over here. Do you see any guardian angels for me?
Okay, lots of good questions, and we'll go through them here. First of all, pink is one of the most healing colors. You know, pink is associated with the crown chakra, with the top of our heads, and pink is very, very healing. So pink is the perfect color to give someone when they need to heal in general. Now, every body part, you can find different healing colors, but pink is wonderful. I am wearing, by the way, a very bright pink shirt, which I don't usually wear. Rick actually noticed my pink shirt today, but the compatible color with pink is green. Now, you have to be careful with shades of green because some greens are much more supportive. It's in the heart center. So I like purple for your mother now. I'd kind of switch from pink to purple and bring in some green if she likes it. And in fact, that combination is really good for your mother, pink, purple, and green, just to bring those in. You know, there are a lot of patterns that use those colors. For you, I think the reason you've been attracted to brown is obviously you're a caretaker, you're in that role, you're very well grounded, you do have very grounded energy anyway, but I think you definitely need to lighten up that some. I would go with the goals, not orange and yellow necessarily, but literally gold, the color gold. It's very calming to your energy. So I think that would be helpful. You can bring a gold candle into your environment and those kinds of things. We all have guardian angels, so the answer to that is yes. I think that you have obviously two or three energies that are with you all the time. Now, they aren't all called guardian angels because sometimes they're spirits of family members who are guarding you. But right now, it's not the time for you to focus on that. You need to really focus on feeling good about yourself, continuing to feel good about yourself. You give so much, very unselfishly. So for you, I think you need to make sure and keep your energy light. You're naturally grounded, so you don't have to worry about regrounding yourself like some people do. But find time for a nice walk. Get out in the fresh air. Get out in the sunshine. But bring the color gold around you. There, you have a gold hue to your energy in general, so that would do that. So for your mom, I would use the pink, the purple, the green, for you the gold, and just relax and know the guardian angels for that. I think in a couple of years, you're going to be to a point where you may want to do more communication with your guardian angels, but right now you do it automatically, so I would leave it at that. But thank you so much for calling in.
All right, Michelle, have a great day.
Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, both lines, 979-0919, 877-967-6762, 1121 on the wake-up call with our guest, Lee Channing. Markets of Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley, mostly cloudy today, highs in the upper 70s. Chance of showers after 2 in the morning, Tonight, lows 55 to 60, and then showers, possibly even thunderstorms tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. Right now, it's cloudy across the listening area, 62 in the Valley, 62 in Lynchburg, 63 in Richmond and Charlottesville.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by The Hook and by the Marcus Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Now back to your host, Rick Moore.
Support for WNRN today comes from your Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield authorized agent, Herb Bennett. As your local agent in Central Virginia, Herb provides expert knowledge and personal service in designing your individual health insurance plan. Your health is worth protecting, and you shouldn't let it go uninsured. For a quote, you can give Agent Herb Bennett a call at 855-425-0090 or visit online, agentherb.com. All right, I see that the phone lines are motoring up, Lee Channing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's see. I think I have these in order. We're going to go with Shane. Hi, Shane.
Hey, how you doing, Rick?
I'm doing well. Your question for Lee.
Lee, I don't know if this is something you could help with, but my wife and I, we've been trying to get pregnant for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if you might have any words of advice or help for us.
Well, that's a good question, and actually kind of an unusual question. We have talk about should we get pregnant, but when you're already trying, there are a couple of things. Yes, number one, of course, you have to try to reduce the stress around it. Whatever you're doing, just say, I'm going to have some faith and trust. If we're supposed to get pregnant, we will. And by the way, I like it when you say we. The woman usually ends up feeling like she's pretty alone and all that, so good job. But I think to use some color as you're thinking about it, and I'm talking about, like, you know, in the middle of the day, you sit down, you have lunch, and you think about and you talk about the idea of inviting a spirit into your lives, into bringing a new baby, in. Now, you know, what you want to do is decide. Babies come with so many different, they all look like little rainbows. I mean, they bring lots of colors with them. But if you can choose the color that you really like, the one color that you and your wife really focus on, buy a couple candles of that color. For the two of you, I would say blues and reds and maybe dark reds, and just have that in your environment, because everything you can do to support your environment, to be there for each other, to be aware of it, is going to work. And to create the environment that welcomes in a spirit, it's so much more than just a physical process, of course. I mean, I think we all know that. But my sense is that you two are both ready. So I would be surprised if it took a long time, no matter how long you've been thinking about it or at least considering it, because it feels like to me that the door is open to the universe. So just relax into it and enjoy the process.
Wow. All right. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
All right, Shane. Be a good parent, too.
Thank you.
He will.
All right, Lee, next up we have Lisa. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, good morning.
And good morning to you. You're ready for Lee. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Lee.
Hi, Lisa.
As the last caller asked, I'm not sure if you can help me with this, but I have a missing cat. He disappeared about a week and a half ago, and I greatly miss him. And just was wondering if you have any insight into if he's still alive or if he's coming back or if he's okay.
Okay. This is a great question, because I work quite a bit with animals. I have an animal healing circle on my website. I work a lot with animals when they're near death or dying, and I do work with lost animals. So what I'd like you to do is I'll give you some support here, but feel free to call my voicemail. It's 434-984-8550. Leave the cat's description or go on the internet to my website and send me a picture, and what I'll do is work with him. It's very difficult with an animal. The first thing people say is he dead or alive? Believe it or not, that's not as easy as it sounds, because with many animals, their body may be gone. The heart's not beating anymore, but their energy stays around for a while. The energy is still there, so it's not as easy. I do feel energy when I tune into you, you know, for your cat. So it's very possible that that he is still alive. But send me some more details and we'll work that. A couple things you can do in the meantime is See him in your mind's eye coming home. Don't see him dead on the side of the road. Animals are very telepathic. They tend to pick up pictures that are in your mind. And if you're seeing him not coming home, if you're seeing him lying on the grass somewhere, I have really known cats, as soon as they're human, change their process of thinking. They would either find the cat. I also try to talk to the cat and say, if you're hurt, if you're dead, you know, try to put out enough energy to have somebody look that way to see you. So my feeling right now is that it's definitely worth your while to look in all the places, call the neighbors, you know, do everything you can do, check at the SPCA, you know, do the regular human things we have to do. But most of all, do the energy work where you're putting energy into the positive side of having him come home, and try to release some of the worry and some of the tension. I've been there before too, Jason. I mean, I have cats, and I've had them. I had one that was missing for a week, and she finally just wandered right back in and never did tell me where she was, but not the point. But feel free to call or send me a picture, and we'll go from there. But I'll send you lots of good energy.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Lisa. And Lee, you say to check into your website, and we haven't mentioned the address for that today.
You're right. We should. It's spiritsevolving.com, and that's spirits with an S. So many people go to Spirit Evolving, but it's Spirits Evolving, and there's an animal healing circle. There are lots of things on colors. You can ask a free question. You know, I do a brief question on the internet as well. So, but I do, anytime you have animal issues, I don't do behavior problems much. I refer that to an animal communicator that I know, but I'm happy to work with if your animal is sick. We can put them on the healing circle and work with the energy as well.
Again, that's www.spiritsevolving.com. Angie's here today answering the calls. We'll include that link in our podcast, which you can find at sevillepodcast.com if you're tuning in a little late and missed our earlier questions. It's 11:28 here with Lee Channing on WNRN's Wake Up Call, 979-0919. 877-WNRN-ROCKS. That's toll-free for those listening a little further out. Lee, again, we always talk about colors. You're wearing pink. You always sort of explain how the color works specifically with my shirt. And it's gotten to the point where I have to find a different shirt to wear. So what do you think of this one?
You look like you bought a new shirt to
it's
wear.
It's not
actually,
new, but I haven't worn it
new.
Very often.
I like that. We have on pink and green, which are compatible colors. When you look at the energy spectrum of energy centers, red is compatible with blue. Okay, pink is compatible with green. Purple compatible with yellow. And then orange works usually with the blue, but it can also work with the green. So, you know, we have that combination. So we're extremely compatible today. I shouldn't give you such a hard time. But the shade is, like I was saying earlier on the phone, the shade of the color also makes a huge difference. This pink is brighter pink than I usually wear, so I really do think it helps lighten things a bit. Your green is a nice sort of, I don't want to say dull, but I'm going to, sort of a dull shade of green. You know, it's not bright green by any means. It's a very calm green. So actually, it touches the heart center, which is your green center, but it's kind of calming things down for you. So you're not going to be overly enthusiastic or overly emotional today. You'll be on a calmer keel, although you usually are anyway. It's a nice color for you. It fits into that heart center, so.
All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's always nice to get a compliment about your shirt, even if it's through the color, the energy base. Again, call in for Lee Channing today, 979-0919, 877-WNRN-ROCKS, 1130 here on Wake Up Call. Lee, we got a call. Focus in on the energy. Here's the question that we got. This person has a dream of being chased by a bear, and it's a recurring dream. What does it mean?
Oh, that's a good one, too, because I work with Native American medicine cards. Am I going through? And when you do that, I have a book that has some cards that I love, and I really work with that. And the bear in Native American cultures indicates a time of introspection. It's like the hibernation of your being. It means a time when you really need to look inside. If a bear is chasing you in a dream, it's reminding you really need to go deep inside. There are times when we do a lot of work and a lot of learning externally through other people. When the bear is prevalent in your energy, you need to go inside. You need to slow things down a little bit. You need to hibernate in your energy. You need to make sure that you are working on your own energy and not trying to help other people too much. So the bear, it's a very powerful energy. You know, and obviously, I mean, what does the bear mean to most people? It is very powerful, not the least bit upsetting. It's actually a good omen of being ready to look deep inside. So that's what I would say to the person dreaming about the bear, is particularly a dream that you dream even more than once. It doesn't have to be a recurring dream, but you could dream it two or three times, and it's telling you something pretty powerful. Spend extra time going within.
All right. 11:32 on the wake-up call, and a question from Robert. Hi, Robert. What's your question for Lee Channing?
Good morning. My question is, I feel like I've been drifting over the past several years, career-wise. Have a very clear vision of what I want to do in the future, but I just feel like I'm stuck in a rut. I'm just wondering, the first part is, do you see any type of insight into this vision I have about working with the land and inspiring people to get closer to nature? And the second one is, do you see any spirit guides around me?
Okay, good question. Yeah, I'll say the same thing I did before about the spirit guides. Absolutely. We all have spirit guides. Yours are very connected to the earth, which that's why you have this clear vision. And I believe you do have a very clear vision. I think the reason you felt like you were drifting is that you've been shifting energy patterns and not really settling into them because you haven't been satisfied. There's been a level of dissatisfaction in your energy that's kept you from sort of landing, you know, getting your feet down. You're so attached to the earth, but you need to ground even more. So a couple of things. Number one, I would suggest some grounding exercises where you sit actually on the earth, you know, put your back on a tree, see some roots growing out from the bottom of your spine, sort of going down into the earth. But for your energy, at the same time, see some silver threads going from the top of your head sort of up into the heavens. And that way you're expanding your energy, because you need to ground first, because you've got so many good ideas. And do I see you doing that? Yes. But the problem is you've got to be okay with where you are so that you can continue that grounding process. I think you've kind of been waiting. Stop waiting. Say, okay, now I'm going to ground myself into what I'm doing today, so that 6 months from now, 9 months from now, I can step into this vision of working more to support nature, because that's definitely your life's purpose. Our main life purpose is to grow and learn and be the spiritual being that we need to be in this human form. But I think for you, you brought a very clear process with you. So when you say you have a clear vision, that is very true. You know, I see that as well. So I think that it will come to pass, but you've got to not be dissatisfied with where you are. You got to go, okay, good. I'm staying right here. I'm going to do more grounding exercises. I'm going to really wait a few months if I have to, and then step into that, because it's going to happen definitely.
Hey, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Robert.
All right, 11:35 on the wake-up call. Both lines are open to ask your question, to speak with Lee Channing. It's 979-0919. That's 877-WNRN-ROCKS, toll-free line for those a little further out. Let me take a moment and thank Blue Ridge Graphics for supporting WNRN. You can find Blue Ridge Graphics at Meade Avenue and East High Street in Charlottesville. They provide custom T-shirts and sportswear, plus promotional items for schools, organizations, and businesses. That's Blue Ridge Graphics, 434-296-9746. Online, it's brgtshirts.com. Lee, quick question. By the way, both phone lines are open. Dial up with your question for Lee. We were talking about animals, and I usually bring Lazarus here with me to when you're here today. Right. Unable to do that because of a large staff meeting afterwards, and Lazarus isn't all big with groups, large groups in small spaces. You mentioned the woman. You mentioned your cats. The woman who called, who had lost the cat. How do you help another person who's close pet is near the end of its life?
Well, that's a good question, because I think that I just helped a wonderful man and his wife as their cat was leaving last week. And, you know, it's such a gift to be able to offer that kind of love and support. But everyone can do it, because you're one step removed. So you can come in and help and say, you know, can I be there with you when the cat is euthanized? Or can I just send you love and energy? Or, you know, help that person make the decision, because it's difficult. It's hard enough to when an animal dies, but when you have to euthanize them, it's another level of energy. But we should take it so seriously. Don't ever say, oh, it's a cat. Oh, it's a dog. I know you wouldn't. I wouldn't. And most people listening probably wouldn't. But I've heard of that happening. Many times your cat or your dog is a piece of your heart. They literally belong to you. They are your partners. And it's so difficult to have them go. And like I said earlier, last year I had an 18-year-old cat die. My 21-year-old blind cat died. My Newfoundland dog left at age 11. We had to help her go, and now I have a 17-year-old cat who is just kind of hanging on day by day. So I know from personal experience how difficult it is, but it always helps when somebody simply asks me, how's Cleopatra doing? How are you doing? Is there something I can do? When we went away, my friend came over and gave her fluids. But just to be there or say, you know, if you're having the cat buried, you want me to help you. Anything you can do, but take it seriously. And literally just know what an energy loss it is. And that really can be so supportive to everyone.
I ask that you check out Lazarus's energy. It always makes me chuckle that I believe it was two winters ago when I had Lazarus in here with me, and I asked you to talk to Lazarus, and the reply that I got from you was, Lazarus says it's cold in the house, will you please turn up the heat? Which it was cold in the house because the energy bill was so ridiculously high. Are you getting any energy from Lazarus that I need to be concerned
about?
Good
question. And I'm sure the winter coming on, he wants to be warm again. But Lazarus is such an old, old energy. And I mean that in so many ways, but he's much older than his doggy years. And I adore him. He's just a sweet old guy. He had a tough puppyhood and young adulthood. You know, he hasn't had an easy time. Some of it he brought on himself by eating a blanket, but we won't go there. But yeah, Les is, he really wanted to be here today. Before I got here, I thought, you know, I don't think he's here, but I think he really wants to be. I think his message to you today is to understand. He's saying, understand that he's better than he looks and he's worse than he feels. He's fragile, to say the least. And I think he's realizing that, which is not a bad thing. But I think Laz is realizing that he, he's in a fragile body, no matter his chronological age, but you know, his body is aging. He's feeling it more. So he wants warmth. He wants warm food. So I would give him maybe when you give him his food, give him a little bit of warm water on it. Just pour a little bit of warm water on whatever food you give him. Sometimes you can heat it up if you like, but just something, it doesn't have to be heated, but just not cold. I think the one thing he would say is just think warm, literally. I think inside and out, he wants to be warm, and he's very satisfied. You certainly give him a good home, so.
All right, well, I'll take care of those things when we get home.
Okay,
Lazarus,
good.
If you can hear me now, 11:40 here on the wake-up call. I have Beth on the line. Beth, hang on so I can take care of some business here. It is 11:40 on WNRN.
You're listening to the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call, brought to you by the Market for Tiger Fuel and by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news, on newsstands Thursday. Here's Rick on what you can find on this week's Hook.
And it's the go-to restaurant for DC bigwigs, movie stars, and regular folks celebrating life's big moments. But is the Inn at Little Washington worth the gastronomical tab? The Hook investigates. Virginia's governor visits the area and signs a life sentence law for pedophiles. And an essayist believes both Republicans and Democrats should rethink their staunch attitude regarding Ayn Rand and her philosophy. The Hook. Online. And in the red box. And support today coming from L. Oppelman's, Central Virginia's complete music headquarters, continuously operated since 1890 at 909 Main Street in downtown Lynchburg. L. Oppelman's music department now featuring acoustic guitars, mandolins, violins, as well as electric guitar packages from Fender and Peavey, and complete drum sets. L. Oppelman, 909 Main Street, Lynchburg, and at loppelman.com. And coming up at noon, it's Les Temps Purdue. I think Tamara Wintergrad is in here for Les Temps, the best of 80s and 90s alternative. Tamara will bring you the roots of alternative, because you can't understand where we're going without first knowing where we've been. Take a trip back to the times gone by with Les Temps Purdue, only here on WNRN. And a quick reminder to all those folks listening for Lee Channing, for those coming in a little early to for Les Temps Purdue, or a little late from Bluegrass, WNRN's Fun Drive starting on Wednesday. We will go through for 10 days. So next Sunday, Wake Up Call would love to have your pledge for the Fun Drive as support, both in the past and in the future, for what we're doing here. All right, again, Fun Drive Sunday for Wake Up Call is next Sunday. But right now it's Lee Channing, and we have Beth on line too. Beth, please tell me that you stayed around.
Yes, I did, Rick.
Thank you so much. Your question.
Yes, I just wanted to ask Lee about my retirement transition. I just had a recent birthday, and I've been in the healing field for many years. And I'm nearing retirement, and I'm thinking, how and when, and is it going to work out to be so, like, free and loose with time? I feel more creative energy building in me, and I'm excited, but at the same time, I wonder, how's this going to work, and, you know, what should I be doing to help myself along with that?
Good question, Beth. And to be truthful, I think it's going to work very, very well. I think it's going to be a much easier transition than you might even anticipate, because I think you've done so much work for so many for so long that you really are ready for a complete shift in energy. And I would say make as dramatic a change as possible. And that means the sooner the better. I mean, it doesn't have to be this year, but the sooner the better. It's really, your energy is so ready for a new energy flow, a new quote beginning, so to speak. And I think that you want to do new creative things, whether that's paint or draw or make pottery or write, you know, the things that you're very creative. And some of that has always been, you know, popped out. But I think there's a level of red energy that you have, which is raw creativity. Not refined creativity, but raw creativity, starting new projects, taking new classes, learning to sculpt, learning to do woodwork, whatever things that really feel good. But because your energy is ready for literally an entirely different life almost. It's like, you know, you're in the next phase of your life is really going to be turning not just a new chapter, but a new book. And it is really exciting. There's lots of yellow energy, which is about clear thinking. So you've got lots of really good energy. You carry a lot of that red, healing, grounded energy with you. So that's not going to change at all. You're not going to become totally disconnected. You will always be that way. But to do artistic endeavors, and that can be something very unique as you go through that. But maybe now you do want to sort of start doing that, get it ready, you know, start taking a class here or a class there, something you're interested in. It's very important to keep your physical body flexible. So you really should be doing flexibility exercises of some sort, something like yoga or just simple stretching. When you've got this really good heavy base energy going, you definitely want to keep yourself flexible. And that's one of the things your energy is telling me. But I think it's really exciting. So and have fun with it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Phone lines are open again for your question. For Lee Channing, 979-0919, 877-967-6762. That's 877-WNRN, rocks. That's the toll-free number if needed. And the 979-0919 number, you should be writing that down anyway for the upcoming WNRN Fun Drive. So let's get the phones ringing for your question for Lee Channing. Lee, you were telling me that you did a bit of ghost hunting recently?
I did. I guess it was 2 weeks ago. I had someone call and say they'd been into a home and it felt pretty strange and felt a little weird, and they wanted to know if I would go and walk through and, you know, see if there were spirits there. And, you know, so I went, and the house was empty. You know, it's sort of getting renovated at the moment. But, you know, we wandered through. It was built in 1920, I believe it was. And it really was quite filled with energy. Went into the dining room and invited any spirits in the house to talk to me, and all of a sudden there were three spirits in the room, and there was a man, a woman, and a teenage girl. And the man immediately said, very clearly actually, "Are you here to ask us to leave?" And I said, "No, I'm not here. I just came to visit. I just wanted to talk to you." I said, "Nobody hired me to come in and try to clean the house. You know, I have nothing to do with that." And he said, "Well, then good." So then they decided they would talk to me. So the man was probably in his 30s. The woman was a little older. And we began to have a pretty clear conversation. He told me that he died by getting either shot or hit in the temple. And then the person with me decided to turn her cell phone on video, which I didn't realize, but I decided I wanted to get the woman to come close to me. She was right in front of me. So I put both my hands out, the palms of my hands, and I said, "You know, if you will," you know, she was talking to me, and I said, "If you will, touch my hands." Well, within a couple of seconds, I felt on my left hand just as though another human being had touched the top of my hand and put their hand over it. Well, at this time, the person with me gasped. I mean, oh, and I went, "Oh, I wonder what that was about." And I thought, "No, I'm busy. You know, I'm not going there." So we had this conversation for probably 15 or 20 minutes and, you know, found out actually more details than usual about these three spirits. And then, you know, I thanked them and we got ready to leave. And she showed me the video. And as I felt that on my hand, there was a white orb of light that you could see on her video that came from the other side of the room and went directly into my left palm. And then, oh, maybe a minute later, it went out of my palm and went around the room just like a moving orb of white light. So it was very unusual, even for me, and fascinating. So,
very cool.
It was.
Interesting story.
It was.
All right, 11:49 on the wake-up call. I do have both lines open. Again, please hang tight. We're going to answer these in order. I have Denise on line four. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
Your question for Lee.
My question is, I have a lot of wonderful opportunities in my life right now, and I've finally gotten to the point where I'm not denying myself, where I used to say, "Oh, no, I can't do that, I can't do that," or I would put the responsibility on somebody else, like somebody I'm having a relationship with. "Oh, he doesn't want to do that," so I would hold myself back. And so now I have so many opportunities, and I'm wondering if there's a way that I could find more harmony in keeping them all active, or if maybe I should focus on one particular section of my life.
Okay, really good question, and the perfect timing for that. You're right on time, actually. You definitely need to hone things down. You need one clear focus right now, because you are working on giving yourself permission to move into a healthier space for yourself. And that can be in every aspect of your life, professional and personal. But you do need to bring that focus down. Your energy used to, and I think it's pretty much finished with that, you know, do too many things at the same time and give other people credit or blame or move around. But you've got very good, strong energy, and it is time for you to work on your own personal growth. So you need to be able to cut things out of your life if the time is right. Give yourself permission to go forward into a more spiritual space, because you know the door is open. You've done a lot of work in the past, but now it's time for that clear intention. Really think about that when you wake up in the morning. Create in your mind, and you can write it down if you like. A lot of people do, a clear intention for your day. You don't have to go week and month, but do one day at a time for at least 3 or 4 weeks. Try to focus on one day, see how that's going, and then you can broaden that focus focus a little bit. But absolutely, it is time to make things, everything that you do matters. And you need to make sure you're giving that enough of your own energy and enough respect in each area of your life. But you've got a lot of good energy and you're on the right track. So that's a good thing.
Okay, great. Is there any color that would...
Yeah, Denise, are you still...
Well, I think, and I'm not sure what I did, but I think she was getting ready to ask her specific colors that go with this advice.
Right. I think for her focus, for Denise, if you're listening to this, I think for focus right now, you have a lot of energy in the solar plexus area. That's yellow energy. So yellows and goals and really, but you don't, it's not relaxing to bring a lot of yellow into your environment, but maybe just when you're sitting down to focus, that's going to help your mind sort of follow your energy flow. So when it's focus time, I would sit down and just think about focus with using a shade of yellow that you like.
All right. Thank you, Denise. And let's move over, caller. I hope you stayed around. I appreciate it. Your question for Lee.
Hi. Yeah, my husband and I have been house hunting for a while, and we've been unsuccessful. I was just wondering if you had any tips for ways we could focus our energy on finding a good home for us.
Okay. I think what you've got to do is... It's kind of like the last caller. I think you need to narrow your focus a little bit, not just for areas, because both of you have somewhat flexible energy. So, you know, you can live in different areas. You can live by the water, or you can live by the mountains. You know, you have some flexible energy. But I think it's a good time to really make things as clear as possible in your thinking, so that the two of you seem to agree fairly well, but there may be some differences, but I would kind of start over, literally start fresh. Maybe don't look for a month and go, when we start looking for a home a month from now, we're going to look for a home that has 2 bedrooms or 4 bedrooms. You know, really make it as specific as you can, because I think the energy surrounding it's gotten a little scattered. But I think, you know, it may well be that this winter is going to be a good time for you to find that space, but I think you're going to need to clear the energy and focus a little bit more.
All right. Both phone lines are open for a question for Lee Channing, 11:54 here on the Wake Up Call. You are listening to WNRN Charlottesville and WNRS FM Sweetbriar Amherst Lynchburg. This is WNRN and the Sunday Morning Wake Up Call. Please remember that next Sunday will be the Fun Drive Sunday here on the Wake Up Call program. We'll have a representative from Charlottesville's Habitat for Humanity to come on, because my sort of regular offer is that if you make a pledge that's large enough, I will put together a show with you. We'll pick a topic or an organization that, as you feel, does not get enough notice or discussion, and make that pledge next Sunday, and we'll make it work for the group. The topic, the issue that you feel needs more attention, and devote an hour to doing so here on WNRN. All right, Lee, we have Susan with us. Hi, Susan. Good morning. Your question for Lee Channing.
Hi, good morning. Lee, I've had some time of pain in my right abdomen, upper abdomen. Started sort of right under the rib. And I've been to the doctor, and they can't seem to find anything wrong, but it seems to be getting worse, and it's really beginning to interfere with lifestyle and that sort of thing. And I was just wondering if you had any insight as to what's happening.
Oh, well, no, that's a good question. And, you know, I'm not a medical intuitive. I've never called myself a medical intuitive, because I've never enjoyed sort of going into the physical body. But I do get energy pictures, and that affects every energy area, every chakra, you know, has its effects. Now, the upper abdomen is sort of in that yellow energy center, which is about digestion, stomach, pancreas, liver. You know, it's the inside. And it goes up into the green center, which is the heart center. So when I look at those colors, yellow is about being frustrated. It's about clear thinking. It's about making sure that you feel like you're in your own personal power. And it's the center that holds a lot of stress. So I'm not saying you're, this is stress, totally stress related, but I think if you can start doing some stress reduction things, it may make it clearer so that you can find out what's going on physically. So I think the challenge that I'm giving you is that you need to intuitively go into that part of the body. Completely, totally relax. Spend 5 minutes of quiet time just sitting, breathing deeply, going into that energy, and ask your body either to heal what's going on, if it's muscular or if it's, you know, if it's caused a lot by stress, or to open up so that the doctors can find out what's going on. Because I know the frustration level is really high. The more frustrated you get there, you know, the more it could cause pain. So I would really just spend extra time without judging it, but extra time going into those 5 or 10 minute quiet times a couple times a day may well give you more information so that you can find out, because I really do feel your frustration. So
okay.
Send you lots of healing energy.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, Susan, thank you. 11:57 on the wake-up call. We probably have time for one more ring on the phone. If you'd like to get your question in for Lee Channing, 979-0919 or the 877-WNRN-ROCKS toll-free number. And again, Lee, it's spiritsevolving.com.
That's right.
And the show will be put up as a podcast. I see the line ringing now, so we'll get that last call in.
Okay.
SeavillePodcast.com for those of you who want to go back and listen. Lee, a quick question for this before our caller comes through is, how do colors help with bad habits? Like, I find myself as procrastinating too much.
Right.
I need the deadline to get it done real quick so we can get this call in as well.
Procrastination comes in from that second energy center, that orange energy center. A healing color is blue. Blue helps you get your truth out. It helps you do things on time. So just focus on a day you really need to catch up on things. Wear blue, literally, and you'll think about it.
All right. Bobby, are you with me?
I'm still here, yes.
Okay, your question for Lee.
Yeah, I've been working for a large company for a long time and potentially have an opportunity to move into leadership of a very small company. It seems like a huge risk, but it's kind of my dream, and I'm nervous about it because of family and all of that, but at the same time, I'm excited for the opportunity. I was wondering if you could, respond. I'll take your answer off the air.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bobby. That's a great question. And absolutely, it's time for you to move. So you feel excited about that. I think it's the right move. You've been in what you're doing long enough. Your energy, you don't want to get stalled. You don't want it to move into a space because you have a lot of great energy. You're very intelligent, very aware. So I would say absolutely. Go for the small company and enjoy it.
All right. Lee, thank you so much for being here.
For having me. It's always wonderful to be here.
Well, and as you can tell by the number of calls, listeners appreciate you being here as well.
I'm glad.
Again, please remember, you should be listening to WNRN all the time. If you have specific programs that you'd like to support, you can go online and do that at WNRN.org. Make your pledge online, and there's a little drop box at the end to support the specific program that you like. We'll be here again next Sunday, interviewing folks from Habitat for Humanity. If you'd like to call in and make your pledge during our hour, that's always greatly appreciated. And the WNRN Fund Drive starts this coming Wednesday. Again, Lee, we'll see you in a couple months.
I'll be back. Thank you so much, Rick.
Adios, everyone.
Bye.
This has been your Sunday morning wake-up call on WNRN. The wake-up call is brought to you by The Hook, an innovative weekly from the people who really know the news. On newsstands Thursday, the wake-up call is also supported by the Markets of Tiger Fuel, homegrown since 1982. You can visit Charlottesville's only locally owned and operated chain of convenience stores today. They operate on Main Street, not Wall Street. Views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the management, staff, or board of WNRN. You can contact Rick at abstractme@aol.com or wakeupcall@wnrn.org. The Wake Up Call is produced by Sean McCord. Tune in next Sunday morning at 11 for The Wake Up Call, only on WNRN.